This is an iHeart podcast.
Second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and joining me now is somebody who's been made quite famous on this show in the past couple days. We've been playing her a lot. Thought it would be best to bring the expert in so I can ask her questions, because I know we all have a lot of them. This is Dr. Naomi Wolf. She's the author of the book you really should be picking up right now, The Bodies of Others. You can also get her information at dailyclout.io. Dr. Wolf, Pfizer documents, first and foremost, why are we in possession of any Pfizer documents? How'd that happen?
Great question. So a group called OpenTheBooks.com and an activist named Aaron Seary had a successful lawsuit to, you know, get the Pfizer documents, and a court ordered that they indeed be released. And the FDA had requested of that court that the documents be kept secret for 75 years till we're all long gone. And the court declined to do that. And now that I've seen the Pfizer documents, I know why the FDA was trying to keep these documents hidden. There are 55,000 internal documents that really demonstrate that there's been a massive crime against humanity committed by Pfizer and abetted by the FDA. And the reason I know what's in them is not that I'm a medical doctor, I'm not, but 3,000 volunteers from a call out on the War Room, Steve Bannon's podcast, and my own Daily Clout convened, and their experts, their physicians and RNs and biostatisticians, lab clinicians, medical fraud investigators, research scientists, and they're reading through the documents, and they've issued 23 reports now so that anyone can understand what's in them, and horrific headlines are emerging.
Doctor,
and that's how we know.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm going to do this a couple of times throughout, though. I just want to get some clarification on things. Before we go into the meat of everything, would you explain to people that you are, in fact, not some bloodthirsty right winger with an agenda here, are you? That's not your background.
Far from it. I'm a lifelong traditional liberal, mm-hmm. and I was an advisor to Vice President Gore and to the Clinton reelection campaign. And mm-hmm. yeah, I've been a lifelong Democrat. I'm an independent now because of what I've seen. But mm-hmm. but I talk to conservatives. I have friends who are conservatives, but I'm not a right winger.
Okay. No, obviously I wasn't trying to call you out. I just wanted to make sure everyone understood this isn't me talking here. This is Dr. Naomi Wolf talking. All right. Now, I want to focus first because it was the part that shocked me the most about the babies. You referenced several times, and I've played the interview in its entirety on this show, but you've referenced a baby die-off. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm. So basically, to move backwards, an Israeli journalist named Etana Hecht has looked at signals from three countries, Scotland, Canada, and Israel, and found elevated levels of neonatal deaths, spontaneous abortions, or miscarriages among vaccinated women compared with unvaccinated in Israel. That's up 34% for vaccinated mothers. In Scotland, there's double the usual number of neonatal deaths, newborn deaths, in 2021 when almost all of Scotland was vaccinated. And in Ontario, Canada, a doctor has come forward and said that there were 86 newborn deaths in a three-month period, whereas the baseline is usually five or six. And so she's identifying those signals. And in reading the Pfizer reports about babies, the volunteer reports about babies and breastfeeding, understand that there are possible causes of these newborn deaths and additional dead babies. There's no better way to say it. And like toxic problems with lactation revealed in the Pfizer documents.
Okay, now explain. I don't understand, because I'm certainly not at your level of intelligence or education. I don't understand how something that was supposed to be a vaccine could hurt babies. Can you merge that world for me? I was told this was a vaccine that would keep me from getting sick. That's what I was told. And now you're telling me, or I shouldn't say you, Pfizer documents are telling me it's killing babies. How does that happen?
Well, the Pfizer documents are showing that babies are dying, right? So let me move back and explain. And, you know, I thank you for the compliment, but anyone, you know, from any background can understand what I'm about to explain. And you can also, the reports the volunteers did, I deliberately trained them to speak English. So they are explaining what's in the documents in just ordinary language that anyone should be able to understand. And they link to the actual documents. These are all on dailycloud.io. So basically, you were lied to. The mRNA injections, they're not traditional vaccines, right? Traditional vaccines are like a little bit of the thing that could make you sick, and that triggers an immune response. That's not what these are. These are injections, and they're made of active ingredients that include lipid nanoparticles, which are hard, fatty casings, tiny, hard, fatty casings that contain mRNA, messenger RNA, and also spike protein. And they also contain something called polyethylene glycol, which is a petroleum derivative. So,
can I pause you real quick? I'm sorry. Sorry to pause you, but I keep hearing this word spike protein, and I have no earthly idea what that means. What's spike protein?
Well, I want to stick to explaining what I know I can explain.
Go ahead.
So I'll move on, except to say that the spike protein, it's the same thing that's in the COVID virus that makes it damaging. It's the same thing. The spike protein that's in the COVID virus that causes symptoms is also in the vaccine, right?
Okay.
So it's one of the active ingredients in the vaccine. And what our researchers and other studies have found is that there's toxicity to the spike protein, okay? So the point is, you were told that these materials stay in the deltoid, in the injection site, but they don't. The Pfizer documents show that within 48 hours, they go into your bloodstream, and then they lodge in your spleen, adrenals, lymph nodes, liver, and if you're a woman, in your ovaries. Okay, so let's move on and understand what happened to babies. Women were told categorically by Rochelle Walensky, by the New York Times, by the head of the FDA, these are safe and effective for pregnant women. They can't even touch your baby. They can't cross the placenta. Well, that was a lie. What we found was that pregnant women were excluded from the trial. So no human pregnant women were tested with these injections. So the claim that they were safe and effective for pregnant women and human babies was based on a study of 44 French rats who were followed for 42 days. The rat mothers were not even allowed to give birth to see if the babies were okay, reacting normally, you know, growing normally. The scientists autopsied the 42 fetal rats and decided they were fine and declared that the vaccines were safe for human women. And the scientists and doctors who ran that study were shareholders and employees of Pfizer and the subsidiary BioNTech, which makes the vaccines. Let me move on. So in spite of pregnant women being excluded from the trials, 270 of them got pregnant anyway after having been vaccinated with mRNA injections. And of the 270 pregnant women, 234 of them, the records were lost. So that's illegal. Pfizer is supposed to follow them. The FDA is supposed to follow them and their babies to see that they're okay. The records are just gone. It says no known outcome. Of the 34 pregnant women who were vaccinated and gave birth in the Pfizer documents, 28 of them lost their babies.
Good grief. Okay, you know what? I'm going to pause you there. If it's okay with you, can I keep you on for one more segment? I just have a couple other questions I want to get clarification on. Okay, we will be back in just a minute with Dr. Naomi Wolf. She has been kind enough to join us tonight and explain these things. I have questions. I know you have questions. We'll be back and we'll talk to Dr. Naomi Wolf about that. Before we do that, you mad about these corporations and what they do? You mad about all the insanity we see out there right now, all over the television? You can't sit your kids down and watch commercials anymore. I'm mad too. I have two kids. Well, we have to be more purposeful with where we spend and don't spend our money, right? I've told you before, one of the easiest ways to do that is simply switch your cell phone carrier, because we all have our cell phone bill paid automatically every month. I know you do. I do. Switch to Pure Talk, man. Pure Talk will save the average family over $900 a year. You don't lose any coverage because they're on the same network as one of the big guys, and they don't hate your freaking guts. Dial #250 from your cell phone and say Jesse Kelly. It not only saves you an additional 50% off your first month, it takes less than 10 minutes. Look, keep your phone. Keep your number. Keep it all. Switch to Pure Talk, though. Surely we can do that. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I think bad medicine might have been a little too on the nose. Huh? Come on. All right. Anyway, joining me now still is Dr. Naomi Wolf, author of the book, The Bodies of Others. She's the one going through the Pfizer documents. Doctor, you mentioned that the scientists who did the test on the rats, they were actually part of Pfizer. Is that, and look, forgive my ignorance here, is that the norm? Do these pharmaceutical companies normally farm out the testing to people who owe them?
great question. I mean, they're not supposed to, right? But there's a loophole, which is, you know, there's this tiny little disclosure line for conflicts of interest at the end of the article. And if you disclose your conflict, yes, you can go ahead and do it. It's not considered okay. And that's the whole point about, you know, these documents being hidden, is that even if that's the loophole that, you know, Pfizer uses or that these scientists use, public opinion would not be okay with it because it's an obvious conflict of interest.
Good grief. Okay, doctor, and I have to ask, I know y'all are still on this and you've got a lot of stuff still to go through, and I get that, but everyone's making fun of the headline out here today. Doctor, you got me?
Yeah, I now hear you.
Sorry. Anyway, I know you all have a lot of documents to go through still, and maybe you haven't gotten anything like this, but you were mentioning where this particle was going, and you mentioned it was going to the uterus of the women and whatnot. We're seeing a lot of young people out here having some really significant health problems as far as liver and heart and things like that. There's an article out today about the sudden deaths of young people. They even have a syndrome for it now. I don't want to be conspiracy theory guy. You're the expert looking through the documents. Is there something in those documents that would indicate that thing is doing this?
Yes. Let me just cut to the chase and say, yes, this is a massive crime. I mean, I've concluded from looking at the extent of harms in the Pfizer documents, I've concluded that this is a national security breach because there's no way, you know, I've worked in a White House, or rather I've worked as an advisor for, you know, president and vice president. There's no way the FDA would let this amount of harm take place and deaths. Like, 4 people died the day they were injected. 1,200 people died in the first 3 months of the Pfizer rollout. You know, one of the levels of micrograms of ingredients in Darren are so high, 100 micrograms, more than 3 times that of Pfizer, that internally they said, this is too high, it's dangerous, and they dropped it, but they didn't tell us, right? They knew that you know, a week after being injected with the mRNA vaccine, that minors had heart damage. They knew that in May. They gave EUA anyway, allowing it for minors June of 2021. It wasn't until August that a government press release went out warning parents of myocarditis or heart damage. So, you know, to answer your question, yes, one of the shocking things in the Pfizer documents are these columns of adverse events. They look, meaning bad things that happen to people. They don't look anything like the, you know, side effects listed on the web. CDC said, oh, you might, like what you were told, you might have some chills, you might have some fever, You might have some fatigue. You might have a headache. But in the Pfizer documents, there are thousands of heart attack-related events, cardiac events, tachycarditis, which is, like heart fluttering, damage to aortas. There's thousands of clotting events, thrombotic events, like, you know, clots in lungs, clots in legs, clots in brains, strokes, hemorrhages. There's so much joint pain, which is something you never hear about. I know people who are like limping, you know, young, healthy
joint
people
pain.
After getting joint pain, like rheumatoid arthritis. There's encephaly. There's muscle pain, myalgia. Again, you don't hear about this. I know two people who have no quality of life now because their muscles hurt all the time after they got injected. And, you know, menstrual dysregulation, I got deplatformed from Twitter a year ago warning that young, health women were reporting problems with their menstrual cycles, like two periods in a, you know, 30-day cycle, or, you know, long postmenopausal women bleeding again or hemorrhaging blood clots. I'm sorry to be gross, but we have to talk about this, not just for women's sake, but for the sake of babies and healthy reproduction. Well, if you understand the structure of these injections and some of the toxicity of what's in them, you do understand what's happening, because these tiny lipid nanoparticles are zooming through your bloodstream and through all of your organs, right? Of course there's going to be damage. You know, women were told that the vaccines don't cross the placenta, but Pfizer knew that lipid nanoparticles are designed to cross human membranes, right? They're designed to cross the blood-brain barrier, so they also cross the placenta. So these tiny little hard, fatty things are going into the fetal environment. I mentioned polyethylene glycol. It's an allergen. It's a petroleum byproduct. It's in the vaccines. You're not supposed to ingest it. You know, it's in white strips. It's in antifreeze, right? It's a petroleum product. So this is in your system. The Pfizer documents show they knew it was an allergen. It's a very dangerous allergen for people with an allergy. They can die of shock. And, you know, the internet has pictures of people with red welts all over their bodies, and they're like, what is this? Well, the Pfizer documents show that they knew what it was. It's a reaction to polyethylene glycol. So back to babies, polyethylene glycol is showing up in breast milk. And babies are, one baby in the Pfizer documents was distressed, had gastrointestinal distress, was inconsolable, agitated, sleepless. That baby died. And when they autopsied the baby, they found it had liver inflammation. So a study in the NIH shows that there are trace amounts of polyethylene glycol now in the breast milk of breastfeeding vaccinated women, and that babies are having this reaction of sleeplessness, GI distress, agitation. The study only followed the babies for 2 weeks, so we don't even know if they're gaining weight normally. And the study said, well, it's trace amounts, but, you know, how much is a trace amount? If you're a tiny newborn baby with no immunities, and this is your only food, and it's got a petroleum product in it, right?
Doctor, I am sorry, we are officially up against the break. I am out of time. I cannot thank you enough for elaborating on this and explaining it in a way people can understand. This sounds awful. Her book is The Bodies of Others. Dr. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Takes your breath away, right? Shocking stuff. Shocking stuff. And the criminality of knowingly doing that. Knowingly doing that. It's beyond belief. But this is one of those things that's going to push us further apart as a society. It's one of these things that's going to take apart the country, because as this stuff continues to come out more and more and more and more people wake up to what happened, think of the level of distrust people are going to have for the institutions that they supposedly love. All right. Look, we're going to open up the phones tonight. I'm a generous person, Chris. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. You call, you hit me with whatever, we'll have some fun. And all right, I know that was heavy. 877-377-4373.
Now. Save myself. Yeah, yeah. my condition was in.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Because I'm a generous showgun, Chris, I've decided to take some phone calls tonight. On top of, I got to get to these emails. I do want to hit something real quick before I get to the phone calls and everything else. Remember, you can call in tonight. I don't usually do this, but 877-377-4373. Some lady is getting crushed. I'm not even going to give out her name because I don't think she's even a journalist. I think she's just a random citizen. So I'm not going to bother with that. We don't need to pile on her. But she says, I don't go to Chick-fil-A or Hobby Lobby because I support a woman's right to have birth control. Now, obviously, this person is an unhinged lunatic that totally lives in a world of make-believe, as we've talked about several times. This is one of those people. She lives in a world of make-believe. So I'm not defending her. Except I will say this. At least she cares enough to make sacrifices for the things she believes in. I mean, let's be honest. World of make-believe, communist, no communist. I think we can all acknowledge Chick-fil-A is freaking delicious. She knows it's delicious. Oh, she's had it before. She sees Chick-fil-A because she is devoutly religious. She drives on past. She has to settle for a different chicken sandwich. How are those NFL games you're still watching? You enjoy Pride Night at the Major League Baseball park? Take your kids out to that latest Marvel movie? Is it Doctor Strange or whatever it may be? She cares enough about what she believes in to give up things she loves. Do you? And look, I'm not pointing fingers. Do I? Do I care enough to make sacrifices? And I will tell you, because we're totally surrounded by a bunch of scumbags who hate our guts, some of these sacrifices are very difficult. One of the things I am currently going through personally is banking. You have any idea how much of a pain it is not just to switch your bank, but to find a bank that doesn't subscribe to all the ESG nonsense we've talked about several times? And people will say, well, just go to your local credit union. You don't understand. The local credit unions sign up for that crap too. I'm having a hard time finding out where to bank. So I know it's hard. I know it's a gigantic pain. But just look, hey, it's a rhetorical question. You don't owe me an answer. I can be honest with you. You don't have to be honest with me. Do you care as much as that communist? Do you make sacrifices for what you believe in? She does. Do you? All right, I'll get to your calls here in a second. This one says, Jesse, my husband got the Moderna vaccine in November, and 9 days later, he collapsed in the grocery store with massive blood clots in each lung and one in his right calf. He was in the hospital for 9 days, and his doctors told him he was a walking miracle to survive it. Now he has a fib and some expensive meds for it. I myself had the Pfizer booster and just found out that I have an AFib and about to have tests and an A14 cardiac monitor. I've been started on expensive meds as well for the rest of my life. I'm a retired RN and can't believe how much we trusted those who peddled these vaccines and what a change it made to our lives. Okay. I've been getting a lot of these since yesterday, since the news about these Pfizer docs have come out and Naomi Wolf's come on and Jesse, I'm scared and Jesse, I regret it and Jesse, I feel stupid and Jesse, Listen. If you woke up one day and you didn't realize the entire system had rotted out from underneath you and you can't trust anyone anymore, and you ended up getting fooled because of that, I think you're being a little bit too hard on yourself when you say things like, I can't believe we trusted. You're an American citizen. You should be able to trust that your doctor is a thinking person who actually practices medicine. You're an American citizen. You should be able to trust that the Food and Drug Administration is not a wholly corrupt paid off agency that only cares about money and doesn't care at all about keeping you safe. You should be able to trust the Center for Disease Control. If you woke up one day and you realized you couldn't, and you made some mistakes in finding that out, I think you're probably being a little bit too hard on yourself. No? Look, life is busy. We all got stuff going on, right? Work, kids. I mean, everyone besides Chris is busy. I think we should be a little bit easier on ourselves if we made a big mistake. Look, you made a stupid mistake, or at least if you think that's what it is, you made a stupid mistake about a vaccine. Man, I've done so much dumber stuff than that. Man, remember that time I paid off the Tijuana cop to bail my buddy out of jail? I've done all kinds of stupid stuff. That was a lot dumber than you taking something you didn't want to take, huh? Keep your chin up. Keep your chin up. And look, once it's in you, you can't get it out of you. So regret ain't doing you any good now. All right. 877-377-4373. Kat in New York, go.
See, I want to make a point about that left-wing nut that went to D.C. to kill Brett Kavanaugh. All the news stories are saying he got on an airplane from California and he was arrested in front of the justice's home. He had a knife and a gun and whatever, a hammer, a hatchet. How did he fly from California with a gun? California.
You can pack a gun. People think you can't pack a gun. You can pack a gun. Now, I should clarify, maybe he did acquire it when he got here, but it is not near as difficult as you think to pack a gun. Now, you can't carry one on, obviously. I need to clarify. Please don't get on the plane with a gun and say, well, Jesse told me to. You can actually check a gun. I found this out when I was going on a hunting trip with my dad. I had never done it before. I mean, I'd done lots of hunting. I'd never checked a gun before. Surprisingly easy. Yeah, if I remember right, I think there was one form I had to fill out. Don't quote me on this. I think it was one quick form. It had to be, if I remember, in a locked case in my suitcase. The rounds had to be separate from the weapon. But it wasn't like I had to go through some extensive process to fly with a weapon. It was not difficult at all. Not at all. Here we go again. Seth in St. Louis wants to guess the kind of car I have. What, Seth?
Jesse, the gig is up. Come on, fess up. Be honest to your listeners. What did you get, an Audi?
All right, you know what? An Audi. All right, you know what, Seth? I'm actually going to leave you on the line while I explain because I don't want to say I lied to you a couple weeks ago, but I will say this. You already guessed it right once. And no, I didn't get an Audi. And look, all right, just so everyone knows, and I'm leaving Seth on the line because he's been so persistent. Just so everyone knows, I traded in my pickup. And I bought a midlife crisis car. All right. Yes, Chris said it had a leaky roof. The truth is it had about $4,000 in damages I had to do to it between the sunroof and the air conditioning. And I had just signed with Premier and I was excited and I'd never had anything like that before. So I decided I was going to get something really nice. And I went out and I got something really nice and I'm embarrassed because I've never had something like that before. Okay, that's one. Two, as far as Audis go, this is actually a great life lesson, kids. I actually went to an Audi dealership, and you know why I went to an Audi dealership? Because Jason Statham drove Audis in that movie, The Transporter, and they looked really cool, right, Chris? They looked really cool. So I went out to an Audi dealership. Now, remember, we're out of time? Oh, crap. All right, I'll tell you this. All right, I'll tell you a little story, a little life story as soon as I get back, and then I'll get to more of these phone calls, 877-377-4373. Before I get to that, let's talk about healthcare. Do you think when you get older and you find out your testosterone levels are going down and you're tired more and you don't have the focus, do you think it's a good idea to go down to the doctor who just told you to wear 3 masks and get 19 booster shots and ask him what you should do about it? Or do you think you should trust natural herbal supplements from a company of patriots? I trust natural. I trust nature. I've told you time and time again about Chalk, CHOQ. Remember, I didn't call them. We didn't call them. They called me and said, Jesse, we love the anti-communist message. We have got to stop these scumbags. We are deadly worried about these testosterone levels. We have a solution. And it's called the Male Vitality Stack. All natural herbal supplement stuff. I've been on it like 7 months. You cannot imagine the difference. You cannot imagine the difference. They have a female vitality stack too, ladies. Look, Father Time's undefeated for all of us. Go to CHOQ.com and use the code Jesse, because that gets you 35% off the whole store. CHOQ.com. Code Jesse.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we have still a lot more to get to tonight. We have to get to CNN. Apparently, the House passed some gun control bill we'll talk about. There was a Marine Corps crash, an airplane crash, sadly. We're going to talk about that very briefly here in a second. I'll get back to your phone calls, 877-377-4373. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I got to tell my story, though, first, since the guy asked. Yes, I bought a midlife crisis car. Yes, I'm embarrassed about it. Yes, I did go to an Audi dealership because that's what Jason Statham's character drove in the movie Transporter, which was a sweet movie and underrated, but I'm not going into it right now. So I go to this Audi dealership. And remember, before I did this, I did a lot of different things, right? Marine Corps, construction, like just a very normal life. But the job I had immediately before this is I sold RVs. And that's what I did for a living. I thought that's what I was going to do forever. I found my job when I was out of work. I needed work bad. Found the job on Craigslist, went down, started selling RVs. I did it for like 6-7 years. And I know my way around the sales process now because I sold RVs. I was eventually a sales manager. After about a year, they made me sales manager. So believe me, I know RVs. And I know what I demanded of my guys when I was a sales manager about making sure customers are met and taken care of. And you don't sell with your mouth. You sell with your ears and like the basic things I've told them. So I walk in this Audi dealership, and these are fancy cars. And granted, I've never been, to be totally honest, I've never been in a fancy car dealership before, so I didn't know. But I walked in, and there are all these fancy Audis inside, and I'm looking at them, and I don't know what I'm looking at yet. Remember, I'm 6'8", so I don't just fit in anything. So I'm looking around, and I don't know what I'm looking for, only I can't get anyone to help me. In a car dealership, I can't get anyone to help me. I actually have multiple salesmen strolling right by me. Others are in this gigantic open area where they had all these cubicles set up. And they're just milling around, just shooting a breeze, talking with each other. And here I am. Now, granted, I don't dress the best, but I what didn't look like a bum. I was in jeans and in a t-shirt. I think I had my cowboy boots on and standing there. And I always taught my guys, you don't judge a book by its cover just because I'm not in Versace. Wait, is Versace, did he make clothes, Chris? Does that make Gucci? It's, just because I'm not dressed nice doesn't mean I shouldn't be helped. So I finally had to go over and I had to approach this salesman and say, hey, man, I'd love to test drive some of these. And if you're a salesman, you understand how to spot a buyer a mile away. You understand how to spot a buyer a mile away. If someone walks in my RV dealership, and this happened all the time, if someone walks in my RV dealership and says, I want to see the most expensive one you got. Not only is that guy not a buyer, his credit probably sucks and he probably can't buy anyway. If someone walks in and says, hey, I'm looking for something, it's between 20 and 30 feet, needs to stay under about 4,000 pounds because that's what I'm to. That's a buyer. That guy has looked into it. He has figured things out. He is walking on a lot to buy. You take care of that guy. That was me. Hey, I'm looking for something. I want it to be four doors. I need a little bigger. I even pointed out before we even start the process, I have that pickup truck out there. I want to trade that in, which is it's like gold for these car dealerships. They want your used car trade in and all that. I'm vomiting buying signs on top of this guy, vomiting them on top of him. Okay, well, let's go check some stuff out. And I've been accused of being impatient, and that's not true. I can be impatient with salespeople if I don't think they're professional. So we go up, and I test drive an A7. Does that sound right, Chris? A7, A8. Does that sound right, Michael, A7? Is there even an A8? Whatever. I test drive some fancy Audi, and it was really cool. The seats, when you turn around the corner, the seats kind of adjust with your body. You know how your body leans? Oh, Chris, quit scoffing at it because it'll break. Of course it'll break, Chris. They'll fix it. That's what these rich people do. Anyway, I thought it was really, really cool. I loved it. I thought it was cool. It was really fast. I'd never been in anything so fast in my life. So I pull back in, and I've got to get to the studio to do the show that night. Pull back in, And I let the guy know, this is just the most amazing thing. I let the guy know, I'm like, here, this is because, again, I'm a buyer. Here's the exact mileage on my truck. Here's the exact make and model on my truck. Here's what I owe on my truck. I'm going to be trading this truck in. I love this car. Get with your finance people. Work me up some numbers and just call or text me, okay? And I hand him, he has my number. He has my number, all the information in the world. I have handed this person a sale. I've handed him his next paycheck. Never heard back from him. Not a text, not a nothing. Never heard back a word. When I tell you that in this crazy market and this down market and inflation and economy and things like that, and there's all this stress out there about what's going to happen and am I going to make it? And am I, Jesse, I'm not sure if I can do it. I can't stress this to you enough. If you are the type of person who will do the basics, show up on time, don't leave early, don't gossip, don't return to the boss until the job's done. Do the very basics, what you consider to be the bare minimum. You are a top-tier employee, a top-tier. You're not average. You're not just going to make it. You are top-tier. The garbage that's out there right now is mind-blowing, mind-blowing. All right. 877-377-4373. Ronnie in Jersey, go.
Hello, Jesse. It's Ronnie. I want to let you know right now, but I think the FDA is going to be sued like all the other times they failed us in medical. If you watch those commercials late at night, you've been abused. FDA approves things, and then we all sue them. Going to be a billion lawsuits who took these virus shots.
Look, I have an email right here, Ronnie. It says, I can't believe Trump allowed these vaccines to be used. And I referenced earlier in the show, one, I think that may be a little hard on Trump. I realize I was hard on Trump earlier in the show. I mean, he's not a doctor. He didn't make the vaccine. I don't think that Trump had any way of knowing that the pharmaceutical companies were all a bunch of scumbags. So that part of it may be a little hard on Trump. However, signing into law Operation Warp Speed freed these people up from lawsuits. It said, hey, pharmaceutical company, here's a boatload of taxpayer cash. Here's freedom from any liability if you murder millions of people. Have a good one. Signed into law. Now look where we are. 877-377-4373. We'll talk a little bit about this San Francisco DA. Get back to your calls, emails, and more. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.